We all live in societies made up of people from different ethnicities and faiths, said Mr. Dieng, who addressed the gathering via a video recording. Although this makes for rich communities, he said it can also spark tensions, which could fuel conflict and violent extremism, and even lead to atrocity crimes or crimes against humanity. And while primary responsibility for conflict prevention lies with states, Mr. Dieng said religious and faith-based organizations can also play a part.
Religious leaders play an important leadership role, and they, together with religious and faith-based organizations, have a responsibility to contribute to the building of peaceful, inclusive, and cohesive societies that are resilient to conflict, violent extremism, and atrocity crimes. They can reach out to and influence large numbers of people, provide support during emergencies, respond to the needs of marginalized communities, as well as address grievances as soon as they emerge and advocate for the rights of their communities. They are grassroots peacemakers and therefore need our full support in their daily activities to sustain peace.
Mr. Dieng said that a UN plan of action on the role of religious leaders in preventing incitement to violence that could lead to atrocity crimes will be launched in the coming months. Deanne Penn, United Nations.